because I'm planning a trip to Spain, so I bought an album that teaches you the language. You put the album on, you put headphones on, you learn the language while you're sleeping. During the night, the record skipped. I get up the next day, I could only stutter in Spanish.
Power Trip bets cost you $100.
Because you forgot about it.
I didn't even know we made it. Yeah. I don't, to this
Same.
Moment, remember making
Same.
That bet.
When I saw that, I literally, what? No, I
have. I'm like, yeah, you know, he could, if I paid him like 20%, you think he'd just make up bets that I won?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no doubt he did.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, well, it is great to be back following Thanksgiving. Dave, I trust you had a good Thanksgiving holiday.
I had a fantastic Thanksgiving Thanksgiving evening with my family, a small gathering. Really sucked that the Steelers-Ravens game got canceled, but yeah. That's about the only negative thing, so it was really good. How about you, Chuck?
I mean, it was obviously small, but I ate stuffing and turkey and leftovers for about 4 days, and I never got tired of it. So, yeah, for sure. And, you know, that Thursday night game, like, Star used to hate the Thursday night game. He called that so sacrilegious. But, honestly, I was the same way. I was like, man, I really want to, like, watch football tonight. And, yeah, it's kind of disappointing. But yeah, good Thanksgiving overall. And, of course, Dave, what's the next holiday we have to look forward to here?
It's Chris Hockey's birthday. I mean, Christmas.
One and the same. Both very important for their own reasons. And I feel like, you know, it's our first show in December. We need to get into the holiday spirit. And I can think of no better way to get into the holiday spirit than to play this little song. And if you've never heard this before, you're welcome.
Hey, Donna.
What?
One last thing, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to write a spoof song about your jugs, okay?
Goodbye.
I'm serious.
That was so random.
Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. So I can see those great big tatas. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. So I can see those great big tatas. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business from the bottom of my heart. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business from the bottom of my heart.
Oh my God, I'm ready. I'm ready for Christmas.
Chris Hockey has been canceled.
Yeah, I legitimately...
Oh, can you imagine if that was done, like, in the last 5 years, like, with all the cancel culture? Yeah, that would definitely not fly.
I think he legitimately got in trouble, because Donna was definitely not thrilled by that, but us the listeners got the ultimate gift under the tree with that song.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you need to shop that on iTunes for, like, $1.29 a play, and... You know, start racking up some money here.
Well, that's the thing. What's Chris going to do? Sue me? Because he'd probably get in more trouble from Donna over the whole thing for bringing it up again. So, yeah.
It's true.
No, that's, God. I mean, you know, because he's talked so many times in the last few years about how, you know, we've talked about it before where he's not, like, super thrilled with parody songs and stuff like that. But my God, he had a string where he just had some brilliant, brilliant songs. And this is one of the tops in my book.
Yeah, it's it's really equivalent to the quotes notes opens. You know, I was really hot there for
one week
or something like that. But
oh, that's
yeah.
About it.
No, those are all so good. Man, I wish he'd maybe go back to that every once in a while, but maybe one a year. You know, put out a holiday kind of like Tommy's Halloween song.
Right.
You know, he could just put out a holidays with Hawk.
Holidays with Hawk.
Little eight tracks, some hot cuts.
6 to midnight on Christmas Eve with Chris Hockey.
Touch it.
All right. Well, we've got a fun show for you today. We are going to do, of course, a bets update. We're going to do the quotes of the week. Then in your thoughts, we are going to do a missing you segment. It's been a long time since we've done a missing you segment, but I've got just the story to get you covered this week. We're going to go down memory lane with the Scott Skiles incident.
No way. You found it?
I found it. A very famous moment in the history of the power trip. And I've even got a little, a nice little PS on the whole Scott Skiles story. So fun little nugget there. And we'll do our quotes, notes open, and of course, our locks of the week so that we can lose you some money this week. So, but we also wanted to talk about, too, last week, Thanksgiving week, we had our Patreon happy hour with our Patreon listeners. And that was a blast. How were the initials clues?
They were great clues, Chuck, by the way, if I don't mind mentioning it, and I don't.
All right, thank you. I wasn't sure, and I always know you'll give me the objective opinion on that. So, but that was a blast. It's always so much fun to hang out with the listeners and just chat power trip and play some initials and have a few beverages. So good to see everyone, and we're gonna do it again. For, you know, the people at the top two tiers, we're going to gamble some money here. We're gathering your ideas, and we're gonna put down
some
money.
You know what we want to do.
We're going to put down some money here at the end of December, have another happy hour, and sweat it out together. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we've got two new Patreon members to welcome this week. Sean and Alexander, which I thought was interesting because I remember Sean Alexander, right? So for the old Seahawks. So, but yes, welcome Sean, welcome Alexander, and thank you for supporting us. That's patreon.com/betsandquotes if you want to get involved there. All right, well, let's do a bets update.
Partridge.
All right, well, we had one bet settled this week, and we had one new bet to talk about. So, first up was the Hawk Vikings total wins versus Tommy and the Gophers total wins, which I remember when this bet was made, and Hawk got 2-1 odds on this bet. It was blatantly obvious that the Gophers were going to win this. The Gophers were going to go, 6-2, 7-2 with the bonus game. You know, the Vikings were going to be lucky to get to about 4 or 5 wins. And my, how things have changed. And, even without the canceled games here the last couple of weeks for the Gophers, I don't think there's any way I think the best that Tommy could have hoped for in this bet was a push without the cancellations. And now with the cancellations, it's completely over, like, in early December. So Hawk collected a nice, cool $100 for that. And, do you think there's any chance the Gophers would have won this?
No, zero chance, especially with, the COVID and the canceled games and them just being awful this year in general.
There is that.
I really like the different elements of the bets, but obviously the change in the number of games and stuff, it sucks. I mean, you gotta pay out the bet, but yeah, it could have been cooler. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You hate to see, when sort of the technicality. I mean, like I said, he was losing the bet either way. But yeah, it was kind of a want way to end it a little bit there with the cancellations. But nevertheless, Hawk cashes in $100 on that bet, and $100 is what he bet Sauce today on whether or not the Chiefs are going to run the table. So the Chiefs are sitting at 10-1 right now. They have 5 games left. Of course, the Steelers are still sitting on their perfect season. So it's kind of a race between those two to see who will have home field advantage in the AFC. But, Sauce got to looking at the schedule, and he felt pretty strongly that the Chiefs would go 5-0 to close out the season. And so he wagered $100 versus Hawk that that's going to happen. Chiefs are clearly going to be favorites in all of those games, and they should win all of those games. But winning five games in a row in the NFL is, I mean, you know, even if you're winning at like an 85% clip, that's still less than a 50-50 shot, because one of those teams is going to jump up and bite you, just like the Raiders did to the Chiefs at Arrowhead. So I think I would definitely be on Hawk's side of this bet.
Yeah, I would as well. I would imagine if there was a bet like this in Vegas, it'd be somewhere around plus 140 to plus 170. Just because, like, I mean, the Saints game is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the last game of the year, are they really going to be trying? I don't know. Maybe they would, just because the Steelers right now are undefeated and there's only one team that gets home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But I don't know. There's some tricky games in there, and really the Saints is really what I'm circling on there. They play not only great offense but great defense, so I would be on Hawks' side of that.
Yep, I think that's the right side, but good to see them betting, and they are close to the record handle. Corey mentioned that, that they're very close to the pace. They've got to pick it up a little bit in December and, you know, kind of get some of these $100 wagers going to break the all-time record, which was set last year. But they're going to get damn close, which is really impressive given what we've gone through this year. So that will do it for the bets update. Let's do some quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre be on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers have.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And we will start at number three with Lord Christopher Allen Hockey.
Friends across from me, I'll beat him off me. Yeah, that's what I do. You gotta beat him off me.
Would you fight him?
I'll fight him. I'll fight you. I'll fight everybody. Let's fight. And then I'm gonna drink some wine. And then I'll beat off people. Swords on me.
What really matters is this.
Sorry.
Quote of the year. Power Trip quotes. Please get that ASAP.
Sorry.
And tweet
I got a little
that.
Confusing.
Oh, the Freudian slip there from Mr. McGregor.
I'll beat him off. Brilliant. I'll
beat off people.
I love it.
That was really good. Yeah, I have a, you know, there's been a couple of really good quotes that have been as impressions, and I'm never really sure how the committee looks at those. I was fortunate that I have another year to break that down for the tournament, because that runs in the 2021 fiscal year for quotes. So I guess I have a year to think about that decision.
Indeed. Yes. I think I would weigh that even if it's doing it as an impression, it still counts. I mean, a quote's a quote's a quote, in my opinion. But that's ultimately your call, because you are the master of the quotes.
That I am. If I'm a master of anything, it's baiting in quotes. we will get to number two, and we will stay with the back-to-back quote of the year champion, Chris Hockey.
Look at how big your head is.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Corey, you
I used it. Yeah, it's awful.
Dude, I can't
That's
believe.
Huge bitch.
I can't believe I don't get pulled into your orbit when I stand near you.
Oh my God, that was great.
That was so funny. And as a fellow very, very big head guy, that kind of hits home.
So, oh, yeah.
I know, Chuck, you are also a big head guy.
I have some, I display some water when I put my head in the pool, that's for sure.
Yeah, I will say mine is pretty hollow, but I do have a big head. yes,
no, that was brilliant. That was I love, what my favorite thing about that was just the inflection in his voice. Like, it was the first time he ever realized that Meat Sauce had a big head. He was just like, oh my God, look at your head.
It was like the Jared Allen moment when he yes. found out that Jared Allen and Meat Sauce were the same. You're such a failure.
Exactly.
A failure. Oh, that's great. Well, the only one that will top it this week is from the host, Corey Cove.
I wore my highest heels, which are 2 inches. And I know you had me pegged for a stiletto gal, but I'm not. So I put on my 2-inch pumps and I was
Sauce's
changing.
Nickname in high school. Damn it. I was going to say the exact same thing about hockey.
Oh, we were all thinking it, man. That's one of my favorite dad jokes that I make in my personal life is that was my nickname in high school. So that one really grew on me as well. That was great from Core.
Yeah, that was one of those where, yeah, like Saw said, he was going to say it about Hawk. That's just one of those. It depends who was in the room and who said it first, because if Tommy had been in the room, he might have also been the butt of that joke too. But yeah, Corey got the first dagger in there.
And there is your dagger, and there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, let's do this. God, that is such a banger. That's the whole reason I even came up with this segment. I was like, we've got to find a way to use Missing You by John Waite there. I love that song. But Missing You is a segment that we do very infrequently here on the Bets and Quotes podcast, so it's a good chance it's the first time you've ever heard us do this. But the concept behind Missing You is there are times where certain power trip type, you know, style of stories are brought to my attention. And a lot of times people will tweet these stories at the power trip, and they will definitely make it on the air. And then every once in a while, the power trip lets one slip through, and they miss a story that really should have been told on the power trip. But that's why you have us here at the Bets and Quotes podcast to be your safety net, to make sure that all the important news of the world is brought to your attention. So I've got one for you tonight, and I read Dateline Kentucky. I can hear the dread in your voice.
Where the jelly runs thick.
Nolene Renee Horn, a former elementary school teacher, and Christopher S. Jones of Kentucky are facing potential prison time for engaging in sexual activity with a dog.
And all the pervs around the world, they come into America.
Yes, Dave, with a dog.
You hate to see it. Oh, God damn it. Damn it, Christopher A. Jones.
Do you know, it's so funny because the number of barn stories since Superstar left the show have gone dramatically down. That was one of he was definitely the driver on barn stories, man, because they would do it seemed like they were doing a barn story about every 2 or 3 weeks, like that guy that had the thing for the horses in Wisconsin. Like there was an update on that guy like monthly, you know, and just about any barn story came up. So obviously the show's evolved over time and is better in a lot of ways and stuff like that, but that's one of those little elements I really, really miss on the power trip is those 5:30 a.m. barn stories.
Yeah, I was going to say the window for some of those barn stories is very narrow. It's basically 5:30. It starts, ladies and gentlemen.
we take you to Wisconsin.
we have a man from Kentucky who's fornicating with a dog.
Oh, all right. Well, let's continue on with Nolene and Christopher here. It is the first case of its kind since the state officially banned bestiality. And now on the surface, that sounds good, but I should finish the sentence. Since the state officially banned bestiality in 2019. So what? Up until a year ago, bestiality was not illegal in Kentucky.
Oh my God. Bob Baffert's just banging horses.
I mean,
reverse cowgirling some horses.
I mean, think about Sauce in his previous relationship. He was spending a lot of holidays in Kentucky. He could have legally banged like a camel or a goat or a sheep. No problem. Right.
Screw Vegas. Let's go.
Exactly. No wonder he was spending so much time in Kentucky. And he's, you know, such a big guy on the Kentucky basketball team. You know, they could be getting a little side action on some farms around there. And we know that Kim Hockey also has a little Kentucky blood in her. So I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But it was legal until last year.
That is literally mind blowing. Think of the strings that had to be pulled, and the outraged people in 2019 when that legislation went into fine print.
Well, holy, that's the shit. Thing. I'm just picturing like a state senator, you know, they go to vote on this and it should be like a no brainer, like 100-0 kind of vote. And I'm thinking of a guy that it, like, you know, it's like the silent secret vote and all the numbers go up on the board and all of a sudden he realizes the vote's 99-1 and it's like, what do you have to say there, Senator Smith?
Could you imagine trying to, you know, rally for votes here? Come on, guys. Right. You know, it's about 50-50 right now. We really need to stop banging stallions.
Guy code. We gotta stop here. All right. Well, it says here that Horn and Jones both pleaded guilty to 2 counts of sex crimes against an animal, which is a Class D felony. Horn, 44, and Jones, 50, were accused of having sexual contact with a dog on November 3rd, 2019. Now, that kind of upsets me, too, because that's either, like, the day of or, like, a day or two after Hawk's speech. And, you know, I don't think that's what Hawk meant by getting into the whole Christmas spirit, is going out and banging a dog.
Unless that dog's name was Christmas Spirit.
That's true. I gotta give you that one. Oh yeah, that was very disturbing for me to see that they violated a sacred holiday like Hawk's speech with bestiality. So the story continues that the Attorney General's office explained that the Maysville Police Department investigated the case and the Boone County Sheriff's Office provided forensic support. That's disturbing. Forensic support. So apparently there was some type of forensic evidence that was made available that needed to be taken to the lab.
God damn it. This isn't getting better. This is getting way worse.
It never gets, these stories never get better, right? They always get worse. What I neglected to do was Google pictures of Nolene and Christopher to see what this lovely young couple looks like, but
I think I got a pretty good picture painted in my mind right now.
I think so. The Kentucky kind of skews that a little bit. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So don't go shining black lights around dog pounds in Kentucky, or you might not like what you find. That's just a little bit of advice there.
And come on, like, we love our dogs. I'm a dog stan here.
Now be careful how you're saying that.
Okay. I am a fan of being, I stand up for dogs.
Okay.
I'm very pro-dog.
Well, Hockey stands up for Lawyer Lambert, though, too, so I don't necessarily know that that's any better.
He also bends over.
Oh, so true. Well, according to Kentucky's bestiality law, sexual contact means any act committed between a person and an animal for the purpose of sexual arousal, sexual gratification, abuse, or financial gain. An animal was defined as any non-human creature. Now I take offense with that too, because if you're telling me an alien from outer space lands, the door opens, the little ramp comes down, and she's a 10, I can't hit that in Kentucky? I mean, come on.
Can you reread that again? For financial gain?
Yeah, for the purposes of sexual arousal.
What is Keith? Is Keith calling to Don, hey, would you give me $20 if I bang this chicken?
That would be financial gain. I guess you got to bang the chicken for free. I guess that's what it comes down to. So,
yes.
Oh my! Whoever wrote that statute, I think that seems very hastily written. Any non-human creature, that just seems like somebody that was like back of the envelope. Hey, we got to say something. We got to define this somehow. So
we need to tie up a lot of loose ends here.
Well, thankfully, we're down to, what does Hockey always say about news articles?
Always read the last sentence.
According to the Animal Legal Defense Fund, there are now only 4 states that do not have any written laws explicitly addressing the sexual assault of animals: West Virginia, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Hawaii. So if you or any of your friends are planning any trips to the, because those are very out of the way states, West Virginia, New Mexico, Wyoming, and I mean, Hawaii, I get, but you also have to go a long way to get to Hawaii. So if any of your friends are going to any of those 4 states, that's a good indicator to me that, you might, you might check into a little bit more detail of where they're actually going in those states and make sure they stay away from any animal rescues.
If your buddy's planning a holiday trip to Wyoming or New Mexico or Hawaii, they might be a goat fucker.
They might indeed. Well, that is your disturbing missing you segment. And yeah, which would normally be aired at 5:30 each weekday on The Power Trip.
Down memory lane we go.
Back to one of the more famous bad guesses in the history of The Power Trip. And that's saying a lot. I mean, that's really a pretty high bar there to say it's one of the worst guesses in the history of The Power Trip. But I think this one qualifies because this one gets brought up a lot when bad guesses are referenced on the show. And it's the Scott Skiles incident.
I can't tell you how excited I am to hear this. I literally, I've been trying to find, this is one on my, top five list of audio clips to find that we haven't found. I am so excited to hear this audio.
Well, thankfully for me, I tracked their bets and a bet was involved with this. So it made it a little bit easier for me to find. But yeah, I had the idea. It was about time to find this and add this to our Down Memory Lane group. So we'll start off. There wasn't a whole lot of background around this. It was more something, there was an NBA player in the news and it was just more one of those kind of off the cuff things where Corey was like, "Hey Chris, why don't you go down the road of naming these?" And so away they went.
You guys want to gamble?
I love to gamble. Oh,
hello.
Chris, you're out of this. But Sauce and Rosie, the three of us could gamble.
Yes, we can.
Why is Hoggy out?
Because he's the subject of the competition.
Ah, crap.
Oh, hell yeah.
There were 12 members of the 1992 Dream Team.
Yep.
How many do we think he can get?
I bet he can get... But they're icons.
How many did he get out of the 12?
Oh, I bet Hockey can get no bit. I bet
no
Hockey
bit.
Can
no,
get,
Chris has to I legitimately
promise,
try.
I promise I won't bet.
To
I
make
bet,
the bet fair, he has to actually try to get all 12.
I bet he'll get at least 8. I have faith in Hockey.
I got to write this.
Mark, down. You think over or under 8? You think under, huh?
Under.
Are you willing to bet the under?
No, I'm not.
Damn it, because I
know you like to
I
bet.
Think
you
can
bet
get
the
eight.
Under?
No, I think you can get. I think 8's a really good number. I think if this was the Vegas line, I think I'd have it at 7.5.
No.
For Hockey?
Yeah.
For basketball?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Sasa, these are icons.
Now, Corey admits to being a bad gambler in 2020, but I'm not going to give him much more credit as a line maker either. 7.5 as the over-under for how many basketball players Hockey can name?
Yikes. I mean, in general, if you said maybe the only exception would be like Minnesota Vikings just because he technically works for the Minnesota Vikings. If you just said 7 basketball players of any kind and, pair that with tennis players and golfers, he probably couldn't name 7.5 athletes.
Exactly. So to give him credit, and basketball is by far his number one least favorite sport. So, oh my God, I couldn't believe they started out 7.5. Rosie was a little more on point there with the 4 number, but yeah, thankfully there was somebody actually willing to take the over on 7.5.
Hey, let me look. 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4,
he better
5,
get,
6.
He better get all
the. Ooh, you know what? No, it's under.
It's under. Not even close.
It's 6 or 7.
I'll bet Canes he gets over.
Over 8?
Yeah, but if
so,
I lose,
so
you have
so
to
he,
pay.
If he gets 8, by the way, no one back there is helping him, right?
No, I promise you.
Honestly, right, I'll say 4.
All right, Sauce, if he gets 8 or more, I buy you Canes. If it's 7 or under, you buy. Deal?
I'll get in on this.
Rosie, you want in?
I want under.
No, I'm not betting. I don't know what I look like.
You offered. I'm taking the bet.
Yeah, not Rosie, too. Screw it, Hockey. If you
fine,
lose, you're buying.
Just the two of us? Fine. If it's over 8 or more, I buy. 7 or under, you buy. Chris,
Rosie,
go.
Rosie, please.
How many?
And by the way, and if he gets it wrong, if he gets one wrong, it's over.
Wait. No, we can't do it like that.
No, we can't do it like that.
Well, he can't just give me 3 strikes. Give me 3 strikes.
He won't. He doesn't know that many basketball players.
Fine, you get 3 strikes.
Because a couple that are so easy, it's ridiculous.
So Hockey ends up getting 3 strikes out of this, as if that would somehow matter, right? I'm like, you could give Hockey 50 strikes. I don't think he's getting the over.
Oh, there's just no chance. No.
And don't you love the immediate lack of confidence Sauce has in the bet, where he's like, if I lose, hockey's buying.
Of course, yeah. What a good sport to make it in general.
Absolutely, yes. Life is better with Bunny or Caniacs on the line. And it's time for the guessing to begin.
He's got three automatically.
What's that dude's name?
What's that dude's name?
He gets three incorrect answers.
All right, go.
Okay. Michael Jordan.
Jordan's one.
Scottie Pippen?
Pippen's two.
Good. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley?
Barkley's three.
I'm going to lose.
Mark Malone?
Mark Malone is strike
Malone
one.
Is wrong.
Come on, hockey!
Mark Malone, strike one. And that was sincere. That was legit. That was legit. You can tell. He's a little confused why that was wrong.
Patrick.
No one help
Ewing.
Him.
Patrick Ewing.
No one help him. Right. Patrick Ewing's Patrick four. Ewing.
This is where I start to get shady.
Come on, think.
I can't wait to eat chicken strips.
That's it. He's hitting a fog.
Is this for today?
He's in a fog right now.
Are we betting today? Damn it.
Oh, man. I may be wrong on this, but I think I'm right. Spud Webb?
Oh, my gosh. That's strike two.
You were so screwed.
Look at him. He's so mad.
You were so screwed.
Spud Webb?
How about Indy Eby?
Oh, I love it. Spud Webb was on the Dream Team. God,
that's,
I mean,
so good.
I love Spud Webb, but he was not Dream Team material, Chris. Oh my God.
No.
Like, so if you're keeping track at home, hockey currently has two strikes. He has four correct because he did throw Patrick Ewing in there as well after his first incorrect guess. So yeah.
Mark Malone,
the quarterback turned announcer. Yes. He was also on the Dream Team.
The delivery man, Mark Malone.
Oh my God. Oh, it's brilliant. I just
and let's talk about this too. Chuck, what state did Chris Hockey grow up in?
Chris Hockey grew up in the state of Indiana.
In Indiana, you know, as compared to Minnesota's the state of hockey, Indiana is the state of basketball.
Oh, for sure.
He really should accidentally be able to get this.
Right.
Let's be honest.
You would think. I mean, Bobby Knight, Hoosiers, I mean, the whole, you know, the whole nine yards. And yeah, he, you're right. Accidentally, he's not able to get more than about four on here. So, but it was finally time for the coup de grace.
Spud Webb was a great player, right?
Sauce, well, yeah, he wasn't on the
Sauce.
It was fine.
No,
it was fun.
Coleslaw, extra toast, please.
I got one. David Robinson.
That's five. You do have one strike left, so it's not over yet.
I'm really trying for you, Sausage.
You can have my cane sauce, by the way, but I want the rest.
Wait, I got one. White guy with a buzz cut.
Come on.
Really, really white.
You're just as white as the day is long. You're on it.
You narrowed it down.
I can see his face.
Uh-huh.
Scott Skiles. Is that his name?
Sauce. This is for the 900th
what was his name?
Time. Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin.
For the 900th time.
I love Scott Skiles.
This is why Fallon and Angie both hate that we gamble. Because
who the hell is Scott Skiles? Is he not a basketball player?
Yes, he played for him.
Right, he was never nearly good enough to be on the Dream Team.
I'm not paying up on that bet. That's rigged.
Yes, you are.
Can I have one more guess?
Mark Mullin?
No, he said Mark Malone.
No, Mark Malone.
Come on,
you meant Carl Malone.
Carl Malone, son of a...
Carl!
Oh, my God. What I absolutely love about that is the fact that he guesses Scott Skiles, and then 10 seconds later, he goes, who the hell is Scott Skiles?
Scott freaking Stiles. Okay. In the 1991-92 season for Scott Skiles, playing with the Orlando Magic, he averaged 14.1 points, 2.7 rebounds, 1.0 steals, and 0.1 blocks per game. That is not the resume I'd think for a guy to be on the Dream Team, but what do I know about basketball?
Oh, my gosh. So, Scott Skiles was incorrect, and Sauce loses the bet. Oh, my God. Like, absolutely one of the worst guesses in the history of the power trip.
Now going back, he did have kind of the right thinking. He must have just pulled a random white guy basketball name out of his, you know, deep encyclopedic knowledge of basketball and pulled out Scott Skiles instead of Mullins. But, I mean, reviewing the tape there, he really did mean Chris Mullins, but that's well, all right.
I love, too, his little description. He's as white as the day is long, so... Sounds very Indiana to me. So,
yeah, that sounds like a Power Trip quote right there.
All right. Well, here is the full list of the Dream Team that did not include Scott Skiles.
What about Christian Leitner?
Well,
I'm sorry.
No one's thought about that.
The entire team: Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, Chris Mullin, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Clyde Drexler, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Christian Leitner.
Scott Skiles.
Clyde Drexler.
The hell
Clyde
is that?
The Glide, man.
Clyde the Glide,
man. Oh, I know Clyde the Glide.
Played for Houston and Portland.
I slam a jamma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sauce.
Look at him.
I'm sorry.
Sauce, why ever bet? You always lose.
I'm not paying you.
You have to pay.
No, I don't.
That's come on.
You have to.
You can't be a baby.
Carl Malone? Come on. He wasn't even
He's a quarterback.
Trying.
He's a quarterback.
You don't think he was,
no.
You don't think he was trying?
No.
Rosie, do you think he was trying?
I think he was.
No.
I said four. I would have been wrong. I said four. I
didn't he only sorry, got five.
That's not a rap on Hawk. I know he's just not a basketball guy.
I don't care at all.
No. I love the fact you described Chris Mullin to a T and then said Scott Skiles.
Scott Skiles. All right,
is he white? That's is Scott pure, Skiles yeah, white,
Scott
though?
Skiles
you should win your bet
guy.
Just for that.
Now, to be fair, I know basketball and just sports in general. I don't know that off the top of my head, you know, on major market radio that I could have gotten eight. But, I mean, I was honestly impressed with how many he got. To get five, even with the three strikes rule, really not that bad for Chris.
Not the worst. I will give him credit. That's not the worst. You know, Rosie was definitely closer to the number, but I'm not a huge basketball guy. I'm pretty sure I could have gotten eight. That's probably about my limit. There would have been a few of the edge guys that I might have guessed somebody else before I got one of those guys. But
I suppose I was two when that team was created. So.
Yeah. So and so were the Timberwolves themselves. So and shockingly, no Timberwolves were on the Dream Team. Well, we've got a nice little interesting postscript to this whole saga. So that's kind of the end of the segment that aired that day. But if you go back in time, 5 weeks before the horrible Scott Skiles guess, very interesting postscript occurred, and I'll play that for you now.
Hey, Chris Mullin's going to coach St. John's.
Hey, who?
Chris Where? Mullin, Dream Teamer, 92, oh, yeah. Barcelona, ring a bell.
Kentucky.
Run TMC. Them. No?
Wow. Hmm. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He has a crew cut. Always did.
Exactly.
Leading scorer.
Look good on him.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't look good on everybody. Look good on that guy.
So 5 weeks before the horrible Scott Skiles guess where he couldn't pull Mullin's name, he knew exactly where Chris Mullin's who he was. To the point that he thought he was a pretty good-looking guy and one of the few guys that could pull off a crew cut.
Yeah, that's kind of his sweet spot is white guys that are guys with buzz cuts that are white as the day is long. So, that's right in his wheelhouse.
One of my favorite moments, and brilliant, and definitely one of the worst guesses of all time. So. All right. Well, do you have a new quotes notes open for us? I know your fans have been clamoring for a new open.
I do. I've been working really hard on other projects for the show, but this is an original.
It's a chindo. John Creasel said meat sauce a fucking chindo. What the hell will sauce do with a fucking chindo? You know who could use it is Tommy O. It's a chindo.
That might be my favorite one of all time.
Again, because it's short, right? Not because it's good.
It's very topical. I will give you props for being very, very topical on that one.
So I randomly listened to Despacito the other day, and I think it was the same day that the whole chindo scandal went down. And I was like, oh, my God. I screenshotted on notes. It just said Chindo and Despacito. But my freaking internet sucks here at the house. So anytime I try to screen record and produce it here, it just doesn't work. So
You need a state-of-the-art studio for treasures like that.
I do, I do. Let's get things started here. Chingy kicks ass. Holy cow. And I'll just pile on that with Sean Paul. That song from Duel of the Decades, I think it was yesterday, just bangs. Oh, man. That's really, really good stuff.
I was totally with Corey. Like, they blew their load in the first couple of songs, and everything after that was So, yeah.
It's just like the card game War. You know, you got a couple aces, and then you're just throwing out, you know, sixes and twos, and, you know, you're really just blowing through cards.
Oh, I'm an elite War mind. We should play sometime.
Yeah, actually, fun fact, I actually played my mom in War on Thanksgiving because we were that bored, and we should have been watching the Steelers-Ravens game and gambling on it, but I played a game of War on Thanksgiving, fun fact.
Nice.
Doug Peterson can lick my taint.
This has nothing to do with a bet, does it?
Yeah. Also, I hate Doug Peterson for going for two at the end of that game. Oh, man. We've had some terrible beats here in the quotes bets household here. Holy shit.
It's been a year.
It's been absolutely disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I really should blame myself because the Seahawks were -5 to -5.5, even 6 most of the week. And even on game day, I think there were 6 you could have got it. But I waited till last minute, took 6.5, and I got burned. So, yeah, fuck you, Doug Peterson, your stupid-ass visor idiot. And Carson Wentz, too. Ghost be damned, I still hate you too.
That was unbelievable how he ends up with the number one week with that shitty performance. Like, absolute garbage. He looked like he was done after 2 points. It looked like Hurts was going to be in for the rest of the game. And somehow he stayed in there and cobbled together, like, the number one score of the week. That was just, oh my God. Like, Sauce and Hawk just have to be going... Sauce and Hawk should just quit at this point because after last week, there's no way they're getting off the billboard.
Yeah, the ghost texted me the Randy Marsh gif of him seeing all over himself when that happened. But anyways, the Johnson shirt is awesome. I definitely pre-ordered one the other day. I was actually going to get one for my dad, too, just because, you know, I could kind of disguise it as like a, you know, Johnson, you know, outboard motors and stuff. You know, we do a lot of fishing and everything, right. And probably wear it. But if he ever got the bit, yeah, it'd be kind of weird, but
somewhat awkward. You know who would look awesome in that shirt would be Lou Cove.
Oh yeah. That's way up his alley. But it doesn't have a, you know, a front pouch there to put his, little notebook and, you know, his golf pencil and his Nokia flip phone and everything in it. But
this is true.
Next up, I got new AirPods, bitch. I'm back alive. I have 2 ears of sound. I have twice the sound that I normally have for finding quotes and recording stuff and listening to the podcast. So look out, bitches.
So if you had December 7th as when Quotes would get his AirPods, pay the under.
I literally was holding out so long. I'm like, I know it's been 3 months. But that goddamn left AirPod is going to show up somehow, but it hasn't. And rest in peace. I should really dig a hole and bury the case and the left AirPod and make a little tombstone.
Nice little ceremony for it, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Next up, a little somewhat on the serious topic, but I forget... I think it was like HBO documentary or something that former NHL hockey player that did ayahuasca to relieve his concussion issues.
Yep.
Carcillo. That is super, super interesting. I personally had to quit. Hockey was my life growing up. I had to quit after my junior year just because I had too many concussions. And it was kind of, it was one of the more traumatic, like, things that I've ever gone through in my life, not being able to play and everything, but I deal with on a daily basis. And if you listen to the podcast this far, you know that I deal with stuff like that. I've slurred speech, memory loss, insomnia, all sorts of problems that I shouldn't say I should lazily blame on having, you know, 10 or more concussions that recorded, but it's something that I personally deal with, and it's really frustrating on a daily basis. So really, if that was affordable, and, you know, I know it's going to some other different country and doing the whole experience or whatever, but if it helped me mentally and kind of relieved me of some of this stuff, I would honestly consider doing it.
Yeah, no, Perry definitely sounds like he's very much considering it, because I know he deals with that from time to time, and I know there's a lot of, you know, if you listen to, like, PA's got, every once in a while, he'll have some former hockey players on, and it's uncanny, because almost all of them at some point or another have dealt with that or have been really close with somebody that's dealt with that, so... yeah, I mean, if it's legit and can help somebody, you know, more power to them.
Yeah, it's just, it's scary. You know, there's so much that we don't know about the brain, and yeah, it's just scary.
Yep.
Next up, a little lighter note and a very random note that has nothing to do with the power trip. I think I'm going to start collecting sports cards again. Chuck, I know you're at least used to be, or maybe you still are, a big sports cards collector. But, man, I've been watching former Twins pitcher and Yankee pitcher Phil Hughes. He's got a YouTube channel, and he does all sorts of card videos. And I went down the rabbit – like, I randomly found his Twitter account and went down the rabbit hole. I think there was one night over the Thanksgiving break where I watched, like, 3.5 hours of just nonstop opening up packs and stuff. And I found some of my old cards at my parents' house. I think I might get back into the game. It seems like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, the only thing it sucks about now is, like, packs are so expensive. It's, like, right. kind of ludicrous or whatever. I mean, I used to love it back in the day, you know, when you could get, like, a box of cards for, like, $10. So you could just power open whatever it was. And, of course, for me, you know, hockey and football has always been kind of – I grew up with, like, baseball cards, you know, but, like, hockey and football is kind of where I gravitated to. And especially hockey, because that's, like, you know, my first love sport anyway. And yeah. That, but I did one of those videos. Of course, this was before I really knew what I was doing, and so I never published it because it didn't turn out as good as I want to. But there, this company about 10 years ago made this set of 71-72 style hockey cards that, you know, it was like all these old school players and everything like that, and the cards were really cool and sharp. And then, like, every few packs, they would have, like, a random, you know, autograph in there and stuff, and or different, you know, different inserts and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, that, like, that's the era of hockey that I love. Like, I love 70s, 80s era hockey, and just some of the great players and stuff, and just the cool looks and everything. And so I'm like, you know what, I plunked down, like, it was like $65 or $70 for, like, a box of, like, 20 packs, and I think there was only, like, 8 cards in a pack, so I'm getting, like, 160 cards for, like, $70. But, and so, yeah, I set up my phone and I was, like, opening the cards in front of the phone, you know, pack by pack. And, but yeah, I actually ended up getting, like, 4, like, real autographs of, like, old school players and stuff like that. And a couple other insert cards and stuff like that. So I actually, like, I did better than, like, what the odds projected you would do. So yeah, I mean, totally on board with that. It's just, it just kind of gets expensive, for what you get, yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I've got most of what I had from, even though I've moved multiple times since I was really big into it, I've still got most of my collection.
Yeah. I found, and I was thinking of maybe doing this angle, cause I have a really good collection of I was born in 1990. So I have a really good collection of 1990, The Score, mm-hmm. hockey cards.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe I buy, like, a hobby box or something of the, like, Topps, like, 1990 baseball, and just, like, collect, like, my birth year or something like that. And I think that was, like, around Griffey's, like, rookie year or something. I think there's some, maybe Frank Thomas as well. So I don't know. We'll see where that randomness goes.
Yeah.
I don't need another hobby, but whatever.
Yeah, you gotta get the 89 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. card. That was like the coveted card of, like, that was my wheelhouse when I was doing it, and it's still one of the premier cards. It's a pretty awesome card. So yeah.
God, he's just so cool. Like, Ken Griffey Jr. is so fucking cool.
He was from day one, man, and all my buddy, like, he was the hardest card to get because nobody would ever trade him. Like, if they had a Ken Griffey Jr. card, I was like, no, everybody wants Ken Griffey Jr. card. So yeah. I've got one of those because I've got like that whole set. So, oh, good for me. I've got one Ken Griffey Jr. rookie. Yeah.
Next up, growing up sucks. not having enough time. I'm 30 now. Not having enough time to focus on the show and, you know, do my part-time job here as Power Trip Quotes kind of sucks. You know, work is getting in the way, and I mean, I don't even have kids yet, but it's getting harder and harder every year, I've noticed, to put as much time into the show and everything as I really would like to do. And it's frustrating, but I think in general it makes me appreciate listening to this show live, especially like on my drive into work every morning and everything. Mm-hmm. It was more fun 5 years ago when I could sit down and break down all, you know, all this stuff. But I'm trying.
Yeah, and I can second that that work sucks because my work went absolutely haywire this week, and I have completely mentally checked out. If you saw my tweet, the tweet that I have pinned right now, you know that I am like completely mentally checked out. And props to a whole bunch of people that reached out to me, like different people, you know, in my field and different recruiters and stuff like that. I had quite a few people that reached out to me, so I really appreciated that. We'll see if something comes out of it. Great. If nothing does, I still appreciate the people that reach out to me. So, that's why the Power Trip is my escape.
Can we bring Betts back to Minnesota?
I'd love it.
Do we need a hashtag?
I'd have to
bring Betts back.
The hardest part of that, though, honestly, isn't the job. It'd be convincing the wife. But that's a whole different bridge to cross. But she knows how much I hate my job. And if the right opportunity came along, it might actually happen. So we'll see.
Play the button bar. My life really sucks.
Yeah, my job right now is not fun. So, but I will continue to take the paychecks. That's for sure.
All right. Time for two more. Happy belated Alive Day to John Kreisel.
Yeah.
Posted some amazing stuff as he does every year. You know, if you've been following the Power Trip and, you know, John Kreisel on Twitter, he does this every year. I can't imagine. And he probably relives it almost, you know, every day or weekly or monthly, whatever. You know, that terrible day that he lost, you know, not only a couple of his limbs, but a couple of his very best friends. It's got to be so, you know, almost chilling that, you know, you're so happy that you're alive and you're able to, you know, have a family. And, you know, now he's got a daughter of his own and a beautiful wife in Kayla. But, like, he lost some of his very best friends and, you know, having to deal with that. And, yeah, wow.
Yeah, pretty cool what he does. There's always a part of me that wants to be like sarcastic, but I'm like, I know, you know, what a big deal it is to him and stuff, and so I don't want to come across as like an asshole or whatever, but there's times where I want to like quote tweet one of his tweets and go, dude, can you come up with some new material or something, you know, something completely stupid. But no, I mean, it's an amazing story. Obviously, if you have not read his book yet, you have to do that at some point. It's such a great story. And so thank you Mr. Kreisel for posting that every year. It's an awesome reminder of everything that he's been through and how far he's come.
It is very well said. Last thing I have here, and this is kind of selfish, but I've been working now for weeks on the 2020 Power Trip Quote of the Year selection show. Last year was the first year that I did the whole ensemble. Let me tell you, we got some really, really exciting and new stuff here this year. But the 20 or so minute show is being trimmed up. It's being polished. And it will be ready for next week's podcast. There's a rumor that it might be used for Best Of again this year. I won't put any guarantees on that, but I am very excited, and you, Rubes, should be very excited for this year.
Oh, I can't wait. It's the best thing of the year, A, because I don't have to do anything. That really helps. And B, you've got to let me once again be the one that sends it to Meat Sauce to for best of, because my favorite, that was what I said this last year, was one of my favorite moments of all time, where he was texting me about it, and he was like, yeah, send it here and blah blah blah, and how long is it and blah 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 and everything. Very last, like, I sent it and I was like, okay, it should be in your inbox, let me know if you have any problems with the file, blah blah blah. Very last text I get from him, is it clean?
Like it was a complete afterthought.
Right. And so I want to send it to him this year and just say, hey, you might want to stay close to the dump button while you play this.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and obviously it's, you know, it's stuff that was played on the radio, so it's clean. But I think my favorite part about it is, you know, there is a ton of work that goes into it. I know, Chuck, you do, you know, endless work for this podcast every week that goes unnoticed. But, you know, narrowing down the field to 64 is an absolute beast of a task in general. But I think the thing that I like about it most is the transitions, you know, the lead-ins to the quote. And yeah, Meat Sauce Robot's back.
Yes.
It's going to be so good. You guys, so excited.
I cannot wait. It's the best bit of the year. And then the endless number of polls that you post for the next 4 weeks or whatever it is. So, but I know
I always feel bad about that because it comes off as annoying or whatever. But I mean, the Rubes have their voice. You know, if I had a website or something that we could do it on, it might be better. But I think to get the most engagement and the most people voting on it, I think I have to run it from the account. So
yeah, for sure. So yep. So be prepared to put up with 4 weeks of annoyance of polls, but yeah, just keep voting.
You might get sick of my polls.
hashtag power trip quotes polls. Quotes polls. All right, well, beautiful, good quotes notes. All right, we got just enough time to do NFL locks of the week. This is more like NFL loss of the week. This is just absolutely not been our year. And the thing is I could sit there and go, well, yeah, my locks of the week are 3-8, but I'm winning all sorts of bets, and you know, my real money I'm cashing in. That's what a lot of the pros and stuff will do when they get free picks. They'll be like, oh, well, yeah, my free picks aren't doing good, but you should see what I'm doing in private. And it's like, whatever. No. My 3-8-0 record right now with the locks of the week is almost exactly the same pace that I'm running at with my real money. Oh, it's been a hell of a year. But, hey, I did cash on the Ravens, so I'm on a one-game winning streak in the NFL. This week, I am going to go with the Buffalo Bills. Now, they have completely burned me anytime I've used them in the locks of the week this year. But I got faith, man. They have covered 3 spreads in a row. They're going up against a 49ers team that is really on the verge of just not caring at this point. The Niners have failed to cover in 4 of 5. It just feels like the trends are right. It's a little bit scary that it's on the road, but I'm showing the faith. Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, get this done for me. Buffalo, it's a pick 'em, so I'm taking Buffalo as the pick.
Wow. Okay, I like it. I am now running through the end of the year with bets that don't make any sense. Whatever, I am scanning the board now.
So you're taking the Vikings the rest of the way.
No. I am going to look at what I would think would be my lock of the week. I can't even see the other team covering this spread. And then I'm going to take it. So, the most unappealing bet on the board is on Sunday at noon. The Cincinnati Bengals take on the Miami Dolphins. Now, nobody with a brain is putting any money on the Cincinnati Bengals. But we're going to hear with the lock of the week. Cincinnati Bengals plus 11. Book it.
All right. Bengals plus 11. Bills on the pick 'em. Beautiful. Yes. It's been a fun NFL year just because we've got football and we've had these games. But My God, it has not been profitable. So
it's been an NFL year.
Oh, oof, oofta. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. As Quotes mentioned, stay tuned for next week because we've got the Quote of the Year selection show. We're going to have all of the quotes. We're going to have our breakdown of the brackets. You cannot miss it. And you guys will get to pick who the winner is. Will it be hockey for a third year in a row? We will find out starting next week. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets, and my email is PowerTripBets@gmail.com. If you got anything you want to drop me, or if there's I've been getting a lot of requests lately for where do I find this episode? Where do I find that episode? Because I think that down memory lane that they did on the after party where they were talking about some of the old Power Trip memories, I think that triggered a lot of people to think about some of the old clips. And that's, of course, why we do down memory lane on this show. But, yeah, so feel free.
Well, and you've probably been getting a bunch of like sponsor requests and everything like that. You know, we've done 111 episodes now. It's like, you know, the real estate's getting pretty expensive here.
Yeah, especially for sponsoring the Locks of the Week segment, right? Woo, yeah, crickets on that one.
I mean, the casino would technically profit off of that because our picks lose. So,
well. I think our sponsors are going to get paid about the or they'll have to pay about the same amount that I'm paying PA to sponsor the Feast Five, and their picks are about as accurate as our Locks of the Week lately. So
it's true.
So much fun though. I love it. There's nothing like talking NFL football. All right. So yeah, powertripbets@gmail.com. If you got anything you want to drop me or anything you want to know, shoot me an email as well, or you can reach out to me on Twitter. Thanks for listening, guys. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.